The Village in Winter Lockdown, this is written by John Murphy. It starts with a poem. I think it might make more sense when we get into some of the detail of the article in a few minutes. It's a poem by Paul Celan. Black milk of morning, we drink you at night. We drink you at noontime, death is a gang boss aus Deutschland. We drink you at dusk time and dawn time. We drink and drink. Death is a gang boss aus Deutschland. His eye is blue. He shoots you with leaden bullets. His aim is true. Dark mornings return to the village. The year closes in. Summer's radiance is gone. And spring's hope is yet to bud. These occluded mornings come every grey dawn with wintry winds chasing charcoal clouds, rain-laden, about the wintry skies from house to house and street to street, down Hale Lane and out into the drab brown fields between Benson and Warborough. There rain rains. It makes puddles into smaller lakes and leaves the land cut off and out of bounds. Our dogs delight in the muddy play, but even they get cold and fed up at this time of year. The hedgerows lose their leaf and the trees fade from the autumn's regal palette of reds and golds to bare midnight branches stripped of every last leaf. In moonlight, their silhouettes look like bony fingers of some fairy tale witch in a Disney film. Over the past few years, we have marked the month of remembrance with significant anniversaries from the First and Second World War. We observe these sombre festivals of loss in these short, dark days of winter's white cheek because the season's bare spirit matches the sombre season of loss. This year it will be different, and we will all feel that difference as social distancing and masks remain part of the reality. Gathering together in our villages about the spare stone memorials with their poppy patchworks speaks to the soul of a community of shared values and to the sacrifice for shared ideals. It will be hard to see, as even the traditional austere of remembrance will be pared back by the pandemic. Earlier in the year, we came outside our houses to applaud those who placed their lives at risk to keep the hospitals open and the public services on which we all rely running. We have discovered another kind of heroism for which to be grateful. We know both these community actions are gestures, but for being gestures, they're not of themselves empty of meaning. Rather, they reflect the bonds of community and mutuality which give us a sense of belonging, as well as a sense of shared purpose. Often our rose-tinted recall celebrates the Second World War for its coming together of community. It was, and that was remarkable and is worthy of celebration. However, it also neglects to see that the same war tore communities apart. It was one of the great refugee events of human history. It also witnessed some of the worst genocides of the century. The above poem is by Paul Celan and reflects the terror of the Holocaust. If you glance over the chronology of the systematic extermination of the Jews from the decade of the middle 30s to the liberation of the camps, you will quickly see November after November is replete with pogroms and massacres and terrible deportations and the darkest of final journeys to the death camps. It was November 1945 when the mass grave of murdered Jews was first discovered in Wieje in Poland. A lot of the photographs are just too painful to look at, but we must face them if only to remind ourselves why remembering is so important. In these troubled days and in this troubled year, it is a good thing to realise how small our troubles of masks and social distancing are by comparison. We are full of cares from the COVID-19 pandemic, an event that has touched us deeply because it has taken from us all those small kindnesses of friends and friendship and kin and kindred, which fill our lives with laughter and hope. They're so commonplace we hardly notice them until they're lost to us. There will still be pumpkins to carve and fireworks to enjoy. We might have hoped to put this behind us for the year, but instead it has returned to haunt the darker days when we are all housebound by the winter time. But remember, it is only for a season. And a quote from a poem by James Thompson, and this one is Winter, from his epic The Seasons. Thus winter falls, a heavy gloom oppressive o'er the world, through nature shedding influence malign, and rouses up the seeds of dark disease. The soul of man dies in him, loathing life and black with more than melancholy views. The cattle droop, and o'er the furrowed land, fresh from the plough, the dun discoloured flocks, untended, spreading, crop the wholesome root.